It's quiet this morning on Maple Street. Mr. Hawkins is setting out an assortment of colorful nosegays in front of his flower shop. Joey is pumping gas at the corner filling station. Gus is changing the special for today on the menu outside the Silver Spoon Diner. And Ethel is just now arriving for work at the beauty parlor. Yes, it's a quiet morning, like almost every other one. Who then could ever guess at the turmoil going on behind the closed doors at 808 Maple Street? The near chaos which has become a daily routine at General Mortuary.
And the rinse cycle is about 5 minutes. Then during the first spin, you add the bleach. The downy doesn't go in until the second spin.
But Gloria, on that one over there, you didn't add any bleach at all.
Oh, that was a special case. Here, I'll show you. See, look how white he is already.
Oh, yeah. How'd he get that way?
Oh, Danny picked up the wrong can of spray paint, and if I'd have added bleach...
He'd have come out white as a sheet.
Right. And remember, stiff's tooth white
aren't a pretty sight. Yeah, that's right. Boy, Gloria, Mr. Baxter sure knew what he was talking about when he said I should stick around you. You're the best deadpanner in the whole world.
Well, I don't know about that, but thanks, Bernie. It's sweet of you to say. Now, would you like to check on the twins for me?
The bottle kids?
Yes, they should be dry by now.
Sure, Gloria. Glad to. Let's see. Puddle. Ah, here they are. Holy cow, it was on high. Hey, they're dry all right. Gloria, can you come here a minute?
Anything wrong, Bernie?
Gee, I'm not sure. The dryer was set on high, and the kids look kind of toasted.
Well, let's get them out and look at them. Careful, Bernie. They're still a little slippery.
Oh!
Bernie, careful.
I'm sorry, Gloria. He was slippery.
Yes, and look, the helmet came off, and his head got all banged up.
Ooh, can that be fixed?
Well, he'll have to wear a hat in the box, but I think we can salvage him.
But look at his skin. It's all yucky.
Oh, you're right. Oh, well, we'll just have to do something about that. Get the KY jelly from the cabinet, please, Bernie.
Right away.
This can's pretty much wilted all over, though. I wish we could just brown bag 'em.
Here's the jelly, Gloria.
Thanks, Bernie, but I'm afraid it may be too late. See, the legs and feet are completely desiccated. Watch.
Boy, the toe snapped right off.
Yeah, he was really in the dryer way too long.
Danny was supposed to be watching him. It's Danny's fault.
It's nobody's fault, Bernie. These things happen all the time. That's what makes the job so interesting. Now, how about the other puddle kid?
I'll get him.
Bernie!
I'm sorry, Gloria, but he slipped too.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's a little better, but still.
Ew! He looks awful funny without a nose, Gloria.
That's why God put them there, Bernie.
Can I try? Wow, I hope my ears aren't like this when I come to General Mortuary.
Well, they won't be. You're in the family now, and you'll be treated just fine. Now then, we've got to get Mr. Baxter to give us a brown bag authorization for these two kids.
But doesn't he say brown bagging for special occasions only?
When you've got a stiff that looks like a 6-year-old boiled potato, I'd say that was a special occasion. Now go tell Mr. Baxter we need that authorization. You can bring him down here, but give me a couple of minutes to clean up these guys as best as I can, okay?
Okay, Gloria.
Bernie, leave the ear.
Aww.
You can have it after the viewing, but it's part of inventory until then.
All right.
Now scoot.
Will Gloria be able to clean up the Pottle twins before Mr. Baxter arrives? Will she be sure to hide the bits of toes and ear? Will Mr. Baxter okay the brown bagging? Find out next time as the busy workaday affairs at 808 Maple Street forever belie the placid exterior of General Mortuary.